أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We continue on in our theme for this month of Ramadan of living the Quran through the living Quran. And today we have reached the ninth day of this blessed month of Ramadan, a month of self-purification, a month of thinking about others and within our community. Today we want to look at the topic of watch what you do. There is an understanding in Islam, as probably in all divinely inspired and taught religions, that we are not alone. Our actions are constantly under surveillance. Not under surveillance by CCTV, not by transmitters that are attached to maybe our cars. No, we are under surveillance of a much higher entity, much higher authority, one which we call God, which we call Allah. But is He the only one who is present and watching over our deeds? The Quran answers this, and let us first review the verse that we want to delve into this beautiful day of the month of Ramadan. Let us listen to the verse and have a look at it, and then we'll come back and try to decipher the contents of what God wants us to know. God says the following in the Quran.
وَقُلِ اعْمَلُوا فَسَيَرَى اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وستردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون.
Say, work, and God will see your work, and so will His messenger and the true believers, and you will be brought back to the knower of the unseen and the witnessed, and He will make you understand all that you were doing and call you to account for it. This verse of the Quran comes to us from chapter number 9, Surah At-Tawbah, verse 105. And this is a very important verse. Obviously, every verse of the Quran is important in its own unique way. But why I say this verse is important is that because it brings forth a very interesting theological belief of the Muslim community. You see, we know that God is obviously ever witness over our actions. He tells us this in the Quran that, God says, for example, indeed God is ever witness over His servants. We know that God created us and that He knows everything that we do, whatever we do in open, whatever we do in secret. We know also, as Muslims, that we all acknowledge the fact that two angels have been appointed to watch over us, to record each and every action, speech, and even thought that we produce. But does it end there? Is it only God who is of the unseen and sees what we do? Is it only the angels who are unseen and know what we perform or speak or think about? Many of us might claim, well, that's all there is, that nobody has the power or ability or authority given to God, given to them by God to be an ever-witnessing entity. But this verse clearly shows us something different. God tells the Prophet to announce to humanity, to the believers, that work, do what you want to do, act how you want to act, speak what you want to speak, think what you wish to think about others. God says, but realize and know and understand that indeed God is ever witness over your actions, and so is His Prophet, and so are the believers. And then God says that on the Day of Judgment, when we are brought all back to God, then we will be told all of that which we used to do. Now, obviously the commentary and the discussion of this verse is very deep and profound, and it would cover, and it does cover many sessions if we were to look at it. We obviously can't go into that depth in this daily series, but suffice it to mention that this verse clearly shows us that in addition to God knowing every single action that we do, in addition to God knowing everything that we say, the good and the bad, the profanity and the words of praise, the insults, the backbiting, the consistent foul language that we might use, in addition to God knowing the thoughts which run through our head, as chapter 49, Surah Hujurat, very beautifully speaks about, God tells us here, he doesn't talk about angels, he talks about the Prophet. Being the Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family. And God tells us that just like God has that ability to know everything, because he is by nature God, he has all of that power, that he has given this ability to his messenger of God, his Prophet. And so we have to be aware that the Prophet of God is also knowing what we perform. But it doesn't end there. God also says, and the believers also have this ability. Now, this is where some people question, what does this mean? What does God mean that the believers have the ability to know at the same level of the messenger and at the same level of Allah? Obviously, Allah granting this to the Prophet and to granting it to the believers. Definitely, if you use our logic, we will say that this verse cannot mean the believers as in the community of Muslims, because nobody knows what another believer does. Sometimes a husband and wife in the same home, and one of the other may be doing something, either bad or good, but the other spouse would not know about it. The children would not know about it. Somebody who does something in one part of the world, somebody in another location has no idea. But Allah knows, and the verse tells us the Prophet knows. So how do we understand who are the believers in this verse? Well, one hadith we have that comes to us from the chain going to the sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, tells us that the believers are the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, the 12 rightful successors of the Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family. That they are the manifestation of the believers in this verse, and that our actions are presented to the Prophet of Islam. Some hadith say once a week, some say twice a week. And we're also told that the Imam of our time, who is Imam al-Mahdi, may God's blessings be upon him and may God hasten his return, that twice a week, some hadith say once a week, that he is presented with a list of all of the actions of his followers, of the believers. So we have to appreciate the fact that we are ever witness, and we are being witnessed, and we are under surveillance, and not the surveillance that we find in a mall or a shopping center or a grocery store with cameras and, you know, plainclothes security wandering around. No, we are under surveillance by God himself. We are under surveillance by the messenger of God. And we are under surveillance by the 12 imams, and more specifically the last and living imam. And they are given witness, they are made privy to our record of deeds, our actions, the good and the bad and the ugly. And so as we continue this month of Ramadan and these blessed days and nights, as we pray and fast and read and reflect on the Quran, let us try to ensure that our record of deeds is one of purity. That when the Imam of our time looks at it, he is pleased. When the Prophet of God looks at our actions, he is happy that we can be of his followers. Let us ask God to give us this ability in the month of Ramadan and well beyond the month of Ramadan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.